Travel Radio International, explorations into destinations around the world. In 1891, the state of Minnesota made the headwaters of the Mississippi River their first state park. Lake Itasca and the surrounding old-growth pine forest came under the care of the state's Department of Natural Resources. With 500,000 visitors a year, park manager Michael Kovacevich has a lot to think about.
We have a threefold mission, is to provide recreation, to protect the resource, and to interpret that resource. So trying to balance that so the use doesn't override the protection part of preserving this park.
It was the early 19th century explorer Henry Schoolcraft who coined the name Itasca.
When Schoolcraft got here, a number of people traveled with him. If I remember the names correctly, a Reverend Boutwell was with him. He asked him what were the Latin words for true source, and it's veritas caput. And if you take the last part of veritas, itas, and the first part of caput, ca, put them together, you have Itasca. And so what Itasca means in a shortened version is true source.
We are at the grand opening of the new visitor center named after park proponent Jacob V. Brower. Your audio journalist, Patricia Lawrence, is with Joe Day of the Minnesota Indian Affairs Council.
Well, I'm an Anishinaabe, Anini, meaning Indian man. I'm with the Minnesota Indian Affairs Council, and the Indian Affairs Council came about back in 1963 when it was established by the state legislature. However, the research and the foundation of the agency stem way back from the turn of the century on state-tribal relations. When Europeans got here, when the Indians were displaced, you know, what they were doing to Indians became a concern of some legislative leaders and the governors in trying to form a better working relationship. The Indian Affairs Council was established because there still is conflict today between white ideology versus Indian ideology. And we're trying to bring our people together and respect one another, to go on this journey together rather than have conflict.
Joe's ancestors depended on the lakes and forests of northwest Minnesota.
We're at the headwaters of the Mississippi River, and our ancestors used to come here to gather wild rice, to hunt elk, which were here centuries ago, and we use it for food, shelter, and so forth, and it's a spiritual place, this headwaters. It is the beginning of a river. It's a river that provided food and travel for us, you know, throughout the centuries.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?